The frustration and anger at the legislative meeting only touched one area of concern in rural Alaska. The success and management of fisheries affects the entire economic structure of Western Alaska. Last year's harvests led to winter stories from people who had to choose between paying for food or fuel in the coldest part of the year. Help came slowly from the state government, faster from nonprofit organizations and from churches. Ann Strongheart of Nunam Mikwa says the state hasn't yet corrected the problems people reported then. There has been an attempt to enroll new people for various programs, but in effect, she says, there is nothing now that wasn't available last year.
The warning signs have been there. I mean, after what happened last winter and all the food drives and all the food drops and, you know, the donations that had to come in and all the emergency things that had to happen, I'm sorry, but if I had been in a position, you know, an elected official, I would have been going, whoa, I don't want that to happen on my watch. You know, next year, we need to make certain, you know, that this is not going to happen again. You know, these are the people that elected me or, you know, whatever, and we need to make certain that they're taken care of, you know.
Following this year's fishing season, fuel for heating, cooking, and transportation has risen to the top of rural concerns this year. The Division of Community and Regional Affairs, through its Fuel Watch program, has been tracking deliveries and financing of supplies to rural communities, village councils, and schools off the road system. They report that 85% of those entities are stocked up for winter. For the rest of them, the state is making attempts to resolve supply problems. Air deliveries have begun in McGrath and Tocotna. Barges are making fuel deliveries in Togiak and Tinunak. And financing is not getting in the way. Bulk fuel loans are being granted for several. Strongheart has become an advocate for rural Alaska through anonymousbloggers.com. She says delivery to a bulk fuel supplier does not put fuel in people's homes.
That's fine and dandy, but how are we guaranteeing that people with the disastrous commercial fishing this year on the Yukon, how are we going to make certain that people even have the money to buy the fuel?
In many communities, the only bright spot comes from their electrical supply. All 53 members of the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative have received the fuel they ordered back in April and have what they anticipate needing for this year. President and CEO Mira Kohler says, however, that electric service is expensive, with rates now averaging 62 cents a kilowatt. She anticipates a decrease of about 15 cents because of lower fuel prices this year and the effect that will have on the power cost equalization formula.